Quarter to six. Good morning. 7 degrees below zero. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a cold one again. A little colder even than yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty frigid out there. Even walking into the office yesterday, I was like, whoo, it is a wakes you up.
Absolutely. And so makes you grateful. Just like in the summer. I mean, we don't have in Liberia, I got to say, air conditioning was very rare. But if you got it, you'd be grateful. And just around here, I mean, grateful for the heat, the warmth, etc. In fact, even the, you know, the creatures are even speaking.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, the birds. So,
yeah, I got a notification on my phone this morning that I've been less active over the last several days, and I was like, I had a cold, and now it's cold outside. Leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's funny.
So,
I finally found I don't know. I thought you had to pay for the app to, you know, keep track of your steps, but I found a free pedometer. So that's a lot of fun, tracking your steps like that. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's I'm always, you know, shooting to get a little bit more, and then again, like over the last few days, it definitely has an effect on the overall total.
Yeah, I kind of made a point. On the weekend, I had a little more time, so do two dog walks, and the first one, you know, really long. When you stretch that out, it's amazing the impact that can have. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Something on my mind this morning, January 14th, in my heart from the days I was a youth, because my grandmother Evelyn, after whom we named our oldest of our kids, this is her birth anniversary. She was born on this day in 1910, I think, in the Milwaukee area, so she'd have been 115 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. She passed in 2001. In her last 7 years, she had dementia and was in a nursing home, but I don't know how much I've told you about her, but she was...
Not a lot.
She was incredibly special lady. She was so sweet and loving. I mean, I think there's this great quote about how every kid needs to know they're loved, you know? And the quote's better than that. But anyhow, she and my mom championed that, my dad partially, but yeah. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice to be able to bring up that memory, even to remember her birthday and so forth. So
yeah. I always like to play, there's a song from Jeff Moore. Not a lot of Christian songs that make reference to grandma, but he's got one that does called The Keeper. I think we'll play that maybe coming out of you here this morning. What was your grandparent experience?
You know, I was growing up with a single mom. I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, and she was born in 1913. And, you know, I know she had a lot of grandkids. I was her favorite, and it was she was very responsible for raising me a lot. I definitely knew I was loved by her.
Yeah.
She lived a block away, so I could go there after school, before school, kind of whenever. And you know, I spent a lot of time on her couch watching Little House on the Prairie, listening to her play "How Great Thou Art" on her organ, and yeah, just lots of good memories there.
Huh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know from my grandma, just her love for the Lord. And we would have times as I got older, like we would, and it was unique to us, I think in my whole life, where she was totally fine if we would, like, read massive sections of the Bible. I remember us reading, like, through the book of Job together or Revelation.
Sure.
And
yeah.
So that was really fun, too.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because my mom, right before my grandma died, she would have her kids come over and just read through the Bible for her. And she wanted to skip through the list of names in the beginning of Matthew. And my mom was like, no, you said you wanted to read through the Bible, so we're doing that, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny you say that, because at my Sunday night group, somebody referenced the genealogy and talking about with Bathsheba. It talked about, apparently, they said, this that referencing her as not King David's wife, but as Uriah's widow. So that was interesting.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, we had kind of skipped over, so we're going to go back to it's Acts 10:25-28.
So. Sure. That says, as Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I'm a human being just like you." So they talked together and went inside where many others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean."
Hmm. And I'm going to read just a part of what you say in Letters to the Beloved, your commentary. bracketed it and underlined it and started already. You say, be cautious about the categories and exclusions you have come to believe. I am a God of welcome and inclusion, not division and exclusion. It breaks my heart how commonly people who claim to follow me exclude others in ways that I never intended.
That seems to be the heart of it for me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. Again, we've talked about God being in the process of reconciling all things. And mm-hmm. I think part of that is whoever you are, wherever you've come from, whatever you've done, you are welcome here.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be good for us to maybe talk more about that tomorrow. Thanks, friend.
Sure.
There we go, everybody. Jason Kanz, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. Hey, tell me about your grandparents today. On my grandma's 115th birth anniversary, she was the grandparent who impacted me the most for the Lord, for sure. And I'd love to hear about how your grandparents have influenced your for Christ.
Good morning, Mark. As you were talking about grandmas, I thought about mine and Vicky's, that my grandma was one of the first people that ever took me to a church, that she had taken me to vacation Bible school at the Methodist Church, probably when I was 7 there in Stanley. And then I always think of Vicky's grandma, because Vicky's grandma, when we were pregnant with Ryan, we had stopped and saw her for some reason, and she said, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. She goes, talk to them about the little things, and they will always talk to you about the big things. And I just thought, what a great piece of advice, because, yeah, we learned that that actually did work, that all the little things, and when they were little, that they wanted to share with you, just to spend time and listen to those. And, you know, as they got older, when tough stuff came up, yeah, they were willing to come and talk to you. You have a great day.
We've got some knowledge to drop on you. 4 things you didn't know yesterday. Fun factoids that you can, again, regale your coworkers, family with around the water cooler, the dinner table. Some things that maybe you didn't know yesterday, and now you will in just a few moments.
I got to say, the first one is something that I did not know until I learned that Baskin-Robbins once made ketchup ice cream.
Really?
And I've got to think nobody got it, and so they discontinued. I don't know.
Yeah, 4 things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Bats are the only mammal capable of true sustained flight. Bats, the only mammal capable of true sustained flight.
I'm going to drop a bat fact on you. So it's going to be 5 things you didn't know yesterday, because this got stuck in my cranium. Bats eat 13,000 mosquitoes a day.
A day?
Yeah.
That's why they're so useful. I know my... Yeah. Grandpa always had bat houses at his house on the lake, too, to try right. to make it a little less mosquito-y.
Yeah, exactly. We've had some concerns about their survival in recent years. All right, here's another thing you didn't know. Americans throw away approximately $62 million to $68 million worth of coins a year. That includes coins accidentally discarded with trash or lost in various ways. So go dig into those couch cushions.
That's a lot, $62 to $68 million. One final 4 things you didn't know yesterday. Australia is the only country that is also a continent. Maybe you knew that one. I knew that one. But still, it's kind of a fun factoid.
A good reminder. And kids, if you didn't know, that's the Caleb and Halvo geography lesson of the day. There you go. We got a birthday today in Kenan Sawyer's turning 7.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Piper's sister. So happy birthday, Sawyer. Hope it's her best birthday yet.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, the number to call, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we'd love you to participate. 715-723-2555. And we have a great prize for you. How about a free regular value basket from Culver's? Maybe get the Culver's Deluxe, get some fries or cheese curds. A great drink as well. A great way to warm up on a cold January day. So a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. If you can be the first to solve this question, which is as follows. There are about 600 of these across the United States. There are about 600 of these across the country. What is it? 600 of what? About 600 of these across the country. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555 across the great U.S. of A. About 600 what? 715-723-2555.
And a great prize. Culver's, you mentioned it to me. And then as you say it again, I'm like, wow, I totally want to go there now. So
exactly.
Powerful suggestion.
715-723-2555 for your chance to win a value basket courtesy of Culver's. Give us your best guess.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry's, you're frequently the leadoff caller, so go ahead.
How about airports?
Airports. Is it airports? Does Sherry get Culver's?
Did she get it right away? Sorry, Sherry.
No, but the good thing is with Tuesday Trivia, you're welcome to call back. So give us another call, Sherry, 715-723-2555. Not airports. Great guess, though. About 600 of what across the country?
Caleb, it's so cold. Everybody else's phone is frozen.
Come on now. Warm up a little bit. About 600 of these across the United States. 715-723-2555. Give us your best guess Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show for a chance to win a Culver's Value Basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake.
600 of these. What could it be?
600 what? There are about 600 of these across the country, across the great United States. What? What is it? 600 of what? 715-723-2555. If you have a guest for us on Tuesday Trivia.
All right. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hi, Dale.
Probably really low at Walmart's.
Walmart's. Okay. Are there 600 Walmart's across the United States? Dale?
Sorry, Dale.
Thank you for the guess. Nope. Call back. 723-2555.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Chippewa.
All right, Bill, what do you think?
How about rest stops?
Rest stops. Okay, sure.
Yep. Maybe not as many as there used to be, but how many would that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Bill. Again, about 600 of these across the United States. What could it be? It's not airports, not Walmarts, not rest stops. About 600 of these across the United States for a Culver's Value Basket.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jolene from Colfax.
Jolene, go right ahead.
Yeah, do we have 600 different highways?
Highways.
Okay, sure, because, of course, some of them stretch between different states.
Yep.
Is that what it could be? 600 highways? No, but a good guess, Jolene. Thank you.
Makes me want to break into song. Singing
I know,
Jolene.
Right?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
All right, Sherry, welcome back.
I'm going to say National Park.
Oh, sure.
Great guess. Yeah, outstanding. Could that be it? Not it.
600 what across the United States? National Parks was an excellent guess, but again, just not what we're looking for. Now I'm curious how many there actually are. But
we're going to do three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sawyer from Kennan.
Okay.
Sawyer, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, seven today, huh?
Yes.
Fantastic. What's your guess?
Culver's.
Is 600 it 600 Culver's?
That's a great guess.
That's a really good guess. Sawyer, did you win on your birthday?
Sorry.
No, but thank you, buddy. You have a wonderful birthday, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Sawyer.
There are about 600 of these across the United States. What could it be?
We're willing to take two more guesses here before 8 o'clock, unless you guys are giving up at 723-2555. Boy, Culver's on the line. I don't know.
Currently, there are 63 national parks in the United States. 429 national park sites. But for inquiring minds who wanted to know
thank
63
you.
National parks, I was really curious. So
good job.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Wausau.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
I'm thinking I just stopped at Dunkin' Donuts, so it's a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, 600 Dunkin'. Could that be? We got donuts on our mind, maybe? Sorry, it's not it. One last go here this morning before 8 o'clock. Is this Sherry?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
There we go. All right, Sherry, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing toll booths.
Toll booths.
Oh, like Illinois has.
And most of them are around Chicago.
Yeah, we're not big fans.
Yeah.
Could that be it? No, it's not.
Good guesses, everyone. Again, think about this. There are about 600 of these across the United States. What could it be? And over 1,000 Culver's in 26 states, by the way, because I'm Googling because these answers are making me really interested.
There we go. And all the references to Culver's are making me hungry. On the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB with Caleb and Kelsey. 7 Below. Good morning.
We welcome you back to Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, WWIB, where we are family. We've got a great prize for you. No one got the right answer last hour, but we've still got a chance, a couple more chances here today to put this in your hands. It's a free value basket from Culver's, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. A free regular value basket from Culver's. If you can solve this question at 715-723-2555, It is as follows. There are about 600 of these across the country. About 600 of what across the United States? 600 of what? 715-723-2555 if you have a guess.
We're ready to go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jack Stutzman from Conrad.
All right, Jack, what do you think?
I think it's college universities.
Huh.
Colleges or universities, about 600 of them across the United States. Great guess, Jack. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
No, but great guess and call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Cindy Apple.
Hi, Cindy. What do you think?
I'm going to guess car charging stations.
Okay, about 600. Uh-huh. Yeah, for solar vehicles or electric vehicles, EVs, uh-huh. I guess.
Yeah.
About 600
yeah.
of them
yeah.
across yeah. the United States. Is that the answer?
Yep.
Sorry.
No, thank you, Cindy. Call us back. 715-723-2555 for a free value basket from Culver's.
All right, phone lines are empty right now. We could use your call at 723-2555. We had a number of good guesses already.
Yeah, these are some of the incorrect guesses. It's not airports, Walmarts, rest stops, highways, national parks, Culver's, Dunkin' Donuts, toll booths, and then the most recent guesses, colleges or universities or car charging stations. About 600 of what across the United States?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Zachary from Conrad, and I think it is Bridges.
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 All right.
I like driving across bridges, Zachary. Are there about 600 of them across the United States? Is that the answer? So you get Culver's? No,
sorry,
not
Zachary.
Not today, but call us back. 715-723-2555.
All right. Maybe somebody else was going to guess that. All right. We will wait for your call here.
About 600 of what across the country? There are about 600 of these across the United States. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo.
Had a lot of good guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning. Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
What do you think?
How about Costco stores?
Costco stores, yeah. The recent one in Eau Claire, could that be it? And that's not it. Sorry, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. 715-723-2555. About 600 of these across the United States, across the country, about 600 of them. What is it for a free Culver's Value Basket?
And I think we're going to pick it up again after 8:45 this morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
It's Tuesday Trivia, try number 3 on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, WWIB. Great to have you with us on this chilly Tuesday morning. Our question is this. There are about 600 of these across the United States. About 600 of these across the country. 600 what? 715-723-2555. Great prize, Havel, with a value basket from Culver's.
Absolutely. Boy, get the deluxe burger. I like the mushroom and Swiss. I mean, just fantastic choices. They're wonderful. Crinkle-cut fries and, boy, a beverage of your choice. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't want a value basket from Culver's? Thank you to our local Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake for providing a prize. Again, about 600 of these across the United States. What is it? 715-723-2555. There are about 600 of these across the country. 600 of what? 723-2555.
Seems like we've guessed a lot of things. What else could there be? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Doug from Sand Creek.
Hey, Doug, what do you think?
I'm thinking prisons.
Prisons. Okay, about 600 prisons across the United States.
All right.
Yeah, thinking, again, sometimes you've got the county ones and such, and then the larger ones.
We had another question about how many Americans have been in jail, you know, before, yeah. So could this be it? Sorry, Doug.
Always good to hear from Sand Creek. Thank you, Doug. There are about 600 of these across the United States. 600 of what? And again, you're always welcome to call back if you don't get it.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
My name's Jeff.
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
FEMA cams.
FEMA cams.
FEMA, or camps?
Yep, FEMA camps.
FEMA camps, all right.
Okay.
So about 600 FEMA camps across the United States. Is that what it is? Jeff from Eau Claire.
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. Again, for a free Culver's Value Basket, can you solve Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry,
and
what do you think?
Freshwater lakes.
Oh, sure, okay. Freshwater lakes.
So Minnesota claims to have 10,000 lakes. We know we have more, but how many freshwater lakes? All right, sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. About 600 of these across the United States, across the country, about 600 of what? 715-723-2555.
Can we get a winner today, or is it going on to win it Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nancy from La Crosse.
All right,
hey,
Nancy.
What do you think?
A&W Restaurants.
A&W Restaurants. Man, I sure enjoy A&W. Is it A&W? 600 of them across the country. Not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay.
Boy, we've had more in recent years, right? Altoona, Cadott have added to it.
Withy, Spencer.
Spencer, yeah.
Colby, yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you. Hi, to our friend D.
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Steve from Black River.
All right, Steve.
I'm going to guess radio stations.
Ah, radio
okay,
stations.
Okay, sure. About 600 radio stations across the country. Is that what we're looking for?
No, sorry.
Sorry, Steve. Call back 715-723-2555 for a chance at a free value basket from Culver's.
All right, we're going to do three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Brian.
I'm going to guess Waterfalls.
Waterfalls. Yeah, there's a beautiful one there at Irvine Park. Could that be it? Sorry.
Waterfalls.
Nope. Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica from Stanley.
All right, Jessica, what do you think?
Amusement parks.
Oh, sure. Yeah, about 600 amusement parks, again, encompassing all the United States. About 600 of them. Is that what it is, Jessica?
Sorry, unless it's indoors, I don't want to be there now. But, of course, the spring, summer, fall, much bigger time for that. All right, one last guess, and then they kind of ran out. The calls kind of ran out here. People are like, you know what? I can't figure it out today. So,
again, about 600 of these across the United States. About 600 of what across the country? We'll give you another shot at this tomorrow on Win It Wednesday.